Shitter has a right to sell her. He's not a chom. Shitter is out kenas. She also gets kenas. So Rashi says, "Mishum kenas noket basholish." For the chiddush of kenas, it says she has to be at least 3 years old. Avul mecher to sell her mi bas yoy mechad v'achetov v'shtei sarus. But to sell her for an amavriya mashv, as long as she's 1 day old, as long as she's born, the father could sell her. I got a chronim talk about what about when she's an uber, when she's in the mother's stomach. So Charlotte can sell an uber for an ever amavriya not. Here in the Gemara, it's mashma, you can't sell an uber when she's in the stomach, the baby, you can't sell her. Only she has to be at least 1 day old, then you can sell her. Exactly what the machlokes is when the pasuk says a nara, does it mean exactly a nara or even a ketana? The Gemara later on Mem explains what the machlokes in Rameya and the Chum is. The kid Sarah Mishnah goes according to Rameya Shita that a ketana does not have knas, only a nara gets knas. Now the Gemara Sakasha, why? What's pshat in our Mishnah? For the Gemara Vahani b'nei knosan inu, is it true if you live, if you manas a mamzeris, that you have to pay a knas? For Yamai, why? Ikri Khan, read the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'loy silisha." The pasuk says, "If you manas a girl, so you have to pay a chamishim kosef." And it also says you're supposed to marry her. "V'loy silisha," she should be to you for wife. So the chur we should darshin isha ruyaloy. Who? Which girl has kenas? Only a girl that you're allowed to marry. Ma'ashenkin, if she's a mamzera, she's not ruyaloy. You're not allowed to marry her. So chur there should be no kenas either. So Shlokas says, no, you should know Nara, Nara, Hanara. It says like three drushes here of the word Nara. It's extra. So it's Shal exactly how do you dash in these things. Rashi learns like this. Hokigasinan. Nara, Nara, Hanara. Biyoinis ksiv. Ki yimotse ish Nara b'sula. Uksiv basre v'noson ish ha-shrekh v'imola v'hanara. V'dashina Nara yisera. It says the whole word, second word Nara is extra. V'he is also yisera. Tihanara, the Muslim Mikhta Vinosan Lavia. Pasukos just could have said Vinosan Lavia. Why does it have to say Vinosan Lavi Hanara? So the word Hanara is extra. So Nara is like one thing extra, and the Hey Hanara is like two things extra. So Kitzah like it says three times the word Nara here in the Pasha. So what do we do? What do we do with this for? So Chad Lagufay. One is to tell us the Gufa is Rashi Lakshera, that if you live with a Kashra, a regular girl, you have to pay a Kanas. One is if you live with a mamzeris, even though she's a chai v'lavin, there's a law for you to marry her. Still, you should know you have to pay a kenas. Another chiddush is, like it says now Mishnah, even when you live with your sister, even though your sister's chai v'krisis, and chai v'krisis is a bigger din, that even if you marry her, the kedusha is not chal. Like this, a mamzeris, chai v'lavin, you're not allowed to marry. But if you marry them, though, the kedushin is chal. Mashenkin chay v'krisis v'chlal, she's not a bat avaya. The kedushin is not chal at all on chay v'krisis. So I need a second pasuk to say, even though she's not in the pasha of avaya at all, you can't marry at all. Like, so what? They're like two separate inyanim here. There's one thing that if you could marry her, there's a mitzvah for you to marry her. But even in the case where you're not allowed to marry her, where you live with your sister, or you're forced to mamzeris, halacha is still you have to pay a kenas. All right, we'll stop here. So, got the Rikh is the Hemshech Gemara. We'll continue on tomorrow. So you're holding off Chuf Tess on the base. We're going to talk. Mura Stakashigan and the Mishnah. Fahani b'nei Knosaninu. These ladies in the Mishnah, Lamashl of Yamanis and Mamzeris, Ayimchayev Knas, do you have to pay them Knas? V'yamai, the question is why? Ikri Khan, let's read the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'loy Seel Isha. The Torah says, if Yamanis and Isha, that you have to pay a Knas, there's a mitzvah that says you're supposed to marry her. After Yamanis, you're supposed to marry her. So who are these ladies, Achayev Elavin, a Mamzeris, you can't marry, so there should be no Chiv to pay a Knas. Since you're not allowed to marry her. So Gemara says, Amar Ashlokas, Ashlokas says, the Pasuk says, Nara, Nara, Hanara. It says like three dukim here. It says the word Nara once, then it says the word Hanara, Lavi Hanara. The word Hanara is extra. Now since the word Hanara is extra, it's like a Nara that's extra, and the Hay is also extra. So we dash like this. Chad legufei. One word you need to tell me, Nara, that the din of knas is only if your man is a Nara. V'chad lasuya chai v'lavin. And it was to teach me a chiddish, even chai v'lavin also has a chiv to pay knas. V'chad lasuya chai v'krisis. And one is to teach me even chai v'krisis, right, there's a chiddish. Chai v'krisis, much like your sister, even if you wanted to marry her, the kedushin is not chal. So maybe the chal is no knas. Kamash mulan, yes, still just knas. As even though the pasuk says v'loy seal isha, the pshat is there's a mitzvah to marry her. But in the case that you can't marry her, it'll also be the same. You also have the same halacha. Here, this is where Rish Lakish learns. Rav Papa says besula besula is habsulas. He says not in the parasha of Anusa where you force the girl, but even this is a pasuk in Shemois where it's talking about mafata. There are two different parashas. One Anusa means you force the girl to live with her. And mafata means you talk her into it. There also, the Torah says, if you talk her into it, there's also a mitzvah to marry her. And it's sad, she doesn't want, you don't want to marry her, she doesn't want to marry you, then you have to pay her the knas. So there also says the word vesula, and we darshin, hab, the word habesula is to be extra. It could have, didn't have to say the word altogether. So it said vesula, and habesula is like three extra drush. There are three drushes here. Chad legufei. One is to teach us that the parsha of knas only applies to a psula. A psula means that nobody lived with this girl yet. She still has a psulim. She didn't live with a man yet. V'chad lesuya chai v'lavin. And one is to teach me chai v'lavin if you talk a mamzeris into living with you, even though there's a law to marry her, and you're not supposed to marry her, but still you have to pay a knas. V'chad lesuya chai v'krisis. Another chiddush of habsulas is that if you talk your own sister into living with you, even though that even if you wanted to marry her, the kedushin would not be chal, still you have to pay the kenas. So kids, it's a machlokes Resh Lakish, so far in Rav Papa, where do we learn out these kedushin? That even though the pasuk says again, v'loy seal isha, which would have been mashma, that which girl, if you force her to live with her, do you have to pay a kenas? Only a girl that you could marry, that you're supposed to marry. But a girl that's a chai v'lavin of a chai v'krisis, you're not supposed to marry her. Maybe there's no chiyuv knas. Kamash v'lon, these psukim, yes, there still is the chiyuv knas. Even though you're not supposed to marry her, it's like two separate things. If you could marry her, you're supposed to marry her. But if she's usher to you, if she's a mamzeris or your sister, so then you're not supposed to marry her, but you have to pay the knas. Now the Gemara asks, for Rav Papa, my time will yom k'resh lokish. How come Rav Papa doesn't learn like Resh Lakish? Why doesn't Rav Papa learn from the Pasha of Anusa from Nara, Nara, Nara? So Gemara says, Uhumi boiler l'kadabaya. Rav Papa says he needs the Pasuk by Anusa for the Svar of Rav Papa. The Kadabaya needs it for Abaya's Rosha. The Yom Rabaya, Abaya says like this, Bo leho umesa. Let's say somebody forces a girl and lives with her. Yomanis Nara Basula. So Lachar is you're supposed to pay her the Knas. What about a Mesa? Let's say then she dies. Before you go to Bezdin, to Bezdin, to Paschal, that you have to pay her, she dies. The Lachar is Potter, you don't have to pay the father the Knas. Even though usually when the girl is still alive, you sometimes you have to pay the father. But here you don't have to pay the father. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, V'nosan le'avi ha'nara. You're supposed to pay to the father of the Nara. So we darshin lavi naro, v'loy lavi mesa. When does this man that was forced the girl have to pay the father? Only if the girl is still alive. Says lavi hanaro, mashma the father of the naro, and not just the father of the mesa. So that's Abaye's drosha. So therefore, Papa says the word hanaro is not really extra. I needed to teach me v'nosan lavi hanaro that you only have to pay the father the knas when the naro is still alive. That's why Rav Papa doesn't like Resh Lakish his pshat. Now the Gemara says, Resh Lakish, my time loyamik Rav Papa, you Resh Lakish, like why do you make the drushes from Nara, the words by Nanusa, why don't you learn like Rav Papa from the words Vesula that it says by Mefuta, where you talk her into it? So my answer is that Resh Lakish holds, Humi brother l'gzereshava. I need the word Vesula for gzereshava. Tatanya will learn like this. In the pasture of Mefuta, Hetaka says, Kesev Yishkel Kemar Rapsulis. What do you have to pay it doesn't say the amount of money, how much money you have to pay. It just says yishkol. You have to give shkolim. Now, how do we know how many shkolim? So we dash in shehei zeh k'mayir habsulos. Just like it says over here, should be like the mayir habsulos or mayir habsulos k'zeh. As we learn out the parsha of Anusa, that it says by Anusa you have to pay 50. Says there 50. And here it says shkolim, by mafuta. So we learn out one from the other. Just like by Anusa where you force the girl, the Torah says you have to pay 50. Here also, when you talk her into it, also you have to pay a 50. And just like over here it says the word shkolim, it means shkolim, there also means the word shkolim. So the kids of the word Hapsul is also not extra. You need it for Xerah Shav, you learn out one Pasha from the other Pasha. So that's why each one doesn't like the other one's drushes. But now the Gemara is, L'chur Tekasha and both Rosh Lakish and Rapapa. For the Gemara, Rosh Lakish Nami, Mi Boil Lekadabaya, L'chur you Rosh Lakish, how could you learn out from the word Nara, Hanara, they're all extra? No! You should also need it for Abayi's drusha. The word Hanara is not altogether extra. We need the Pasuk V'nosan Levi Hanara, like Abayi says, V'loi Levi Mesa. Not in the case where the girl died, then you don't have to pay the father. You only have to pay the father the Kenas when the girl is still alive. So the word Hanara is not extra. V'aitav Rav Papa also. How do you learn now from the word Besula? Besula Sapsulais. Nami Mibola L'Gzera Shava. They're not all three extra. You should need one of them for Xerah Shavah to learn out the Pasha of Anusa from the Pasha Mefuta, how much exactly you have to pay, 50 shkolim? So who is the Kasha really upon both of them? Like, how do we know these extra drushes? Again, the Kasha originally was, if you're manis, if you're forced to live with a mamzeres, why does the Mishnah say you have to pay a kenas? The Pasuk says, v'loy seal isha, that you're supposed to marry her. So maybe only a girl that you could marry, her you have to pay kenas. But maybe a girl, that's a mamzeris, or your sister, that you're not allowed to marry, maybe there's no kenas. So how do we don't have these extra psukim? So Gemara says the pshat is like this. We use all six extra words. We talk and need both drushes. Besula, besula, sabsulais, and nara, hanara, hanara. You need both drushes from the parsha of Anus and the parsha of Mefuta. El the Gemara says, shisha kroik sivi. Saka six psukim. Use both of them. Nara, nara, hanara. It says the word nara. Then it says an extra word, hanara, which is extra, so could have just said the word nara. And it says hanara. That's like three drushes. And then by the parsha mafut, it says besula. And then it says the word habesulais, which really could have just said the word besulais. And it says habesulais. They're like three drushes. So really we have like six drushes here. What do we do with these six drushes? Like this. Tre legufe. Two of them we need for the goof of the parsha, to teach us that what type of a girl, if you force, or you talk her into living with you, so you have to pay a kenas, she has to be both a nara, that means from 12 to 12 and a half, and providing she has simonim, and also dafka besula, that she did not live with a man yet, she has to have a besula. So you need both of them legufe. Now, chad, one drosha is lekadabaya, one extra word of nara is rabbi's drosha, that in a case where the girl dies, before you went to Bezdin, the Paschal Nechiev, you don't have to pay the father Kenas anymore. Only Lavi Hanaro and not Lavi Mesa. V'chad, another one of the words, Psulois, that it says by the foot, is Gzeirah Shavah. To make Gzeirah Shavah, to know exactly how much money you have to pay, it says the word Shkolim by Mefuta, and it says Chamishim by Anusa, so put the two together, you have to pay 50 Shkolim. Now, Yisraelei Trei, we're still left over with two words, one of Nara and one of Sulois. So may I use these two words now, Chad Lasuya Chai V'Lavin, one to teach you in a case where you force a Mamzeris. You live with a Mamzeris even though it's a lav to marry her, but you have to pay a Kenas. Now with only one, I would think only Chai V'Lavin, because Chai V'Lavin, she's in the Pasha of Kedushin. If you do marry her, the Kedushin is Chal, you're over a lav, but the Kedushin is Chal, so maybe only such a girl has Kenas. The chad, but I need another posik, lasuya chai decreases. That in the case where you force your own sister to live with you, if you have a sister that's a nara or b'sulam, and you force and you live with her, you have to pay a kenas. And there's a chiddush, even though if you marry her, the kedushin is not chal at all, still we say from these psukim of nara and b'sulam, these extra psukim, that still there's a chiyuv kenas. In other words, even though the posik says, v'loy seal isha, That means after you force and live with her, you're supposed to marry her. True, there's a mitzvah to marry her. If she's able, if you're allowed to, if she's mutter to you. But in the case where she's also to you, whether it's chai v'lav and chai v'krisis, avad, there's no mitzvah to marry her. But even though there's no mitzvah to marry her, kenas, you still have to pay. Like they're not totally zeb is there. L'maisa, you ma'anasa, you ma'fata, you have to pay a kenas. So that's Pshan now Mishnah. That's why our Mishnah says, Elo Nara Shesh Lam Knas, these ladies, if you're forced to live with them, you have to pay them Knas. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Even though the Chai V'lav and the Chai V'krisis, still you have to pay them Knas. And the Gemara says, our Mishnah is Ula Fuke Mei Tana. Our Mishnah is not like this Tana in the Braisa. The Tanya were not like this. The Braisa says, the Pasuk says, V'loi Sealisha. The Torah says, after you manus a girl, you're supposed to marry her. She's supposed to be your wife, v'loy silisha. So Shimon Atimoni Yemir. Shimon Atimoni Dash is like this. Isha Shiyesh Bohavaya. What type of a girl do you have to pay a knas? Is she such a girl that you could marry her? You could have Kedushin. Shiyesh Bohavaya. There has to be a girl that has Kedushin. Isha Rila Kayama. It's not enough just that you could have Kedushin with her. She has to be a girl that you're allowed to stay married to. If she's such a girl like a mamzeris, that you're not allowed to stay married to her, there's no chiv to pay kenas. So Gemara says, "Ben my benayu, what's the difference between Shimon Atimoni and Shimon ben Menasya? Amar Rab Zera, mamzeris or nesinika benayu. The nafkamina is if you force a mamzeris or a nesina, which are chayvi lavin, it's a laugh to marry them. Again, nesina was one of the seven nations, seven amim, even if they were mezgayer, but there's a laugh hatzer like it's chatan bum. You're not allowed to marry them. So if you're manis, if you're forced to live with a mamzeris or a nesina, there's a nafkamina between a Shimon Atimoni and a Shimon ben Menasya. Laman diyom yesh b'havaya, according to Shimon Atimoni. He says the main thing is telling an isha, that you have kedushin with honam yesh b'havaya. These two girls, you could marry them, even though there's a law to do it, but if you marry her, the kedushin is chal. If you make kedushin with a mamzeris, the kedushin is chal. So therefore, if you force a mamzeris to live with her, you would have to pay a knas. But according to Shimon ben Menasya, that Lamandia Maria Lakayomo, she has to be such a girl that you're allowed to stay married to. His ho ain't a Maria Lakayomo. Such a girl like a Mamzeris or a Nesina, you're not allowed to stay married to her. She's a Chayvi Lavin, so by her there would not be a Chiv Knas. Now, according to Shimon Atimoni, again, Chayvi Lavin would have Knas, but Chayvi Krisis, no. If Yaman is your sister, since your sister has no kedushin, you can't marry your sister, it's not chal the kedushin, you don't have to pay a kenas. So both these mandiyamim, Shimon Atimoni and Shimon ben Menasya, both argue like an al-mishnah. Our mishnah holds no, that both of these girls, whether she's a mamzeris, or whether she's your sister, even though no kedushin is chal at all, still you have to pay a kenas if you live with her. And they hold no, by your sister for sure not, and the machlekes is about the mamzeris. Now the Gemara says, well, Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, Rabbi Akiva holds the Yomar, Ein Kedushin Toysim Mechai Vilavin. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. He learns out in the parasha of Mamzeris, the Pasuk says, Lo Yovi Mamza Bechal Hashem, and right before it's Lo Yovi Psua Daka, that with a Chai Vilavin, he learns, makes a Mamzeris. So according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, that a Chai Vilavin, there's no Kedushin Chal, and therefore if you marry an Isha that's only Yosati with a Lav, the kid is a Mamzer. Because see, all the Kedushin is not Chal. So Gemara asked in my benayu, and the Chura Kasha was like, if Reb Shimon ben Menasya holds like Rabbi Akiva, what's going to be the difference between Reb Shimon ben Menasya and Shimon Atimoni? They're like both saying the same thing. Like if Reb Shimon Atimoni holds like Rabbi Akiva, so when he says you have to have an isha, sheyesh bo havaya, what does that mean? Chai v'lavin doesn't have havaya. So who has havaya? A regular isha that you're allowed to marry? So it's the same thing as the Shimon ben Menasya is saying. So what's the difference? Like this was saying, Shimon Atimoni holds, Chai v'lavin, Kedushin is chal, therefore you have to pay a kenas. Mashenka, Shimon ben Menasya holds, no, that even though Kedushin is chal, but it has to be an ish that you're allowed to stay married to. But according to Rabbi Kiva, that even Chai v'lavin, there's no Tresis Kedushin, so there's no Nafkamin, it means they're both saying the same thing then. A Chai v'lavin, a Chai v'krisis, there's no kenas. Where is their kenas? Only by regular girl? So, if they hold like Rabbi Akiva, what's the machlokes? What's the difference between the Shimon Atimoni and the Shimon ben Menasya? That's the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara says like this, now I'll still tell you a difference. Ike benayu alamona l'kain godol. Here it's only what a chayve yasei. You know, it's a love. And amona to a kain godol, not let him marry an amona. So Rashi says, the moidavar of Akiva, Akiva agrees him, shekedushin toifsim leibo. Here of Akiva agrees, kedushin is chal when a kain godol marries in an amona. V'yafal pishi belav, even though it's a chayve lavin. Ukrevi simoi. Like Rabbi Simoi says, "Who are din Gerusha lehedyit? Who are din if a kain hedyit marries a Gerusha? They both hold that kedushin is chal according to Rabbi Kiva. Why? Tatanya would learn like this: Rabbi Simoi yomer min hakoyel oyster Rabbi Kiva mamzerin. By regular chay bilavin, if a man marries if a b'tzua daka marries a regular bas yisrael as a chay bilavin, the kid is a mamzer." By regular chai v'lavin, the kid is a mamzer. Chutz, excluding, may amon l'koin godol. If a koin godol marries in an amona, even though it's a chai v'lavin, here he agrees the kid is not a mamzer, and therefore the chur, the kedushin is also chal. Why? Shurayom retur, the Torah says, lo yikach. It says, lo yikach lo yichalol. That a koin godol should not take an amona, and it says he should not make his kids chalolim. So we dashing chiluna mu'oysa. That if he does marry an amona and they have children, the children is called a cholol. A cholol means he's possible to do the avoda. He's like a posle koyin. But that's all that's wrong with the kids, nothing else. V'yein oisem amzerin. But mashma, you do not make the kids into a mamzer. See, if you hold like this, so then that's the difference between Reb Shimon HaTimon and Shimon Shibemen Asiya. If a kohen gadol marries an amona. According to Shimon HaTimon, it says you have to have an isha sheyesh b'avaya. There is avaya there. If the Kohen Gadol marries the Amona, the Kedushin would be Chal, so therefore there's Kenas. But if you learn like Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Menasya, it has to be an Isha that you're allowed to stay married to, but Kohen Gadol is not allowed to stay married to the Amona. So this would be a Nafkamina. The Mar says, though, about Ulu Rabbi Yeshevav, according to Rabbi Yeshevav, the Yoma that he says, Boyev and Netzurach al Akiva ben Yosef, let's go and argue against Akiva ben Yosef, Shoyoimer. Because he holds that what is Rabbi Kiva himself? What does Rabbi Kiva himself hold? That like he's saying, let's go against Rabbi Kiva. But what does Rabbi Kiva himself hold? Shoyoimer kol shein bo loibia be Yisrael. Anytime you're not allowed to live together, whether it's a regular chay v'lavin or even an amon l'kohen gadol, is avlad mamzer. So mash mi holds even an amon to a kohen gadol, still the kid is a mamzer. Still the kedushin is not chal. That's his lashon of kol shein loibia be Yisrael. Anytime you're not allowed to live together, he holds the kid as a mamzer. That means kedushin is not chal. So according to Rabbi Yeshevav, what's the difference between Rabbi Shimon ben Menasin and Shimon HaTimoni? My benayu. So Gemara says, still ike benayu, there's still a difference. Ike benayu chai v'yasei. I tell you, maybe when does it be kiva shita that the kid's a mamzer, there's no kedushin?